Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a warm night is upon us. Temperatures remain comfortable in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. It's a pleasant evening in Jerusalem as well, with clear skies inviting residents to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir is addressing multi-front threats from Iran, Lebanon, Gaza, and the West Bank. Also from earlier today, the Times of Israel confirms that the IDF has killed the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade in a southern Gaza airstrike. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that as part of an IDF exercise, over 220 wanted individuals were arrested in Judea and Samaria. Separately, according to the Forward, a controversial documentary about alleged IDF actions in Gaza received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival earlier today. And finally, I-24 News reports that as Republicans focus on the economy, the Iran conflict takes a backseat at their midterm convention. Here's what people are saying online. Nadav Ayal, a prominent Israeli journalist, posted just minutes ago wishing his followers a year of recovery and healing for Israel and the entire region. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering conflicts, posted that Suleiman Hilal al-Assad, cousin of Syria's former president, is wanted for crimes and Syria has asked Lebanon for his extradition. Moriah Levy shared a message from Prime Minister Netanyahu, posting earlier today, wishing President Trump a Shana Tova, and highlighting the strong U.S.-Israel alliance against Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Eyal Zamir is currently steering the IDF through a landscape of evolving threats. With U.S. actions limiting China's supply to Iran, the dynamics of regional threats are changing. Zamir is focusing on adapting Israel's defense strategies to these shifts. The implications for Israeli security remain significant as the threats evolve. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights that the IDF's targeted strike in southern Gaza eliminated Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri. This marks a significant blow to Hamas's military capabilities, especially as he was involved in numerous attacks and attempts to rebuild the brigade. This strike underscores ongoing tensions and the military's proactive stance. Turning to the arrests in Judea and Samaria, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that the IDF's operations this week have disrupted various threats. The exercise involved intensive coordination, leading to the capture of over 220 individuals. It demonstrates Israel's ongoing efforts to maintain security and thwart potential dangers in the region. On a cultural note, the Forward reports that a documentary criticizing the IDF's actions in Gaza was well received in Venice. The film includes testimony from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers, stirring debate about military ethics. This could fuel further discourse on Israel's military policies internationally. And about the political focus, I-24 News notes the shift in attention at the Republican convention. While Iran remains a topic, economic concerns have taken center stage, reflecting broader priorities in U.S. political discourse. This could influence future policy directions regarding Iran. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the housing minister fired the CEO of the Israel Land Authority after a controversial decision regarding an event involving women singing. This incident highlights ongoing tensions within the ministry and impacts public sector leadership. Separately, Katech announces that Pritech acquired Scanovate for $50 million, expanding its financial infrastructure business. This acquisition integrates innovative digital identity solutions into Pritech's growing portfolio. And finally, Globes highlights Pritech's acquisition of Scanovate, emphasizing the strategic enhancement of digital identification and compliance technologies. This move strengthens Pritech's position in the tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.